swung on, popped up, left field. Kepler is waiting, and he's got it. Zach Wheeler with a day for the ages today at Citizens Bank Park. A pitch away from perfect was Wheeler as he goes the distance in a 3-1 victory. A one-hitter for Wheeler.
One-hitter quitter.
One hitter for Zach Wheeler. There it is. One hitter quitter for
Zach Wheeler. I mean, come on.
Scott Fransky on the call yesterday at Citizens Bank Park as Zach Wheeler, an unbelievable performance. Is it just me or is Hugh in a mood? No. You're in a mood today, Hugh.
It's not,
you're
in a chipper. It's
Hugh every single day.
Hugh is like extra giddy today.
I had a good weekend. It was cool.
Yeah,
cool.
All right. Well, there you go. Happy about.
I didn't go back to back, though. I was trying, but I didn't go back.
Happy about the Zach Wheeler start. Zach Wheeler, incredible yesterday. 9 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. Phillies beat the Reds 3-1. And an incredible weekend for the pitching staff, minus Jesus Luzardo. That's all a different issue on Friday. He really struggled. Maybe it wasn't just the tipping pitches for Luzardo, as we had thought. But
something every other week. Huh?
Ranger was awesome on Saturday. Zach Wheeler, tremendous on Sunday. And the Phils win 2 of 3 again. And the question we have here that we've been talking about a lot today, are you more encouraged by the starting pitching? Are you more discouraged by the offense and the struggles of the lineup? Because again, Phils win 2 of 3, but if you watch that series intently, you'd see the offense didn't have a very good weekend. I mean, Friday, they score 6 runs on Friday. They should have scored like 10. I mean, you go 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. You don't come through in big moments. Even Kyle Schwarber strikes out with the bases loaded in a big spot yesterday. 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position. 1-1 game in the bottom of the 6th. Got runners on the corners, nobody out. You're not able to score a run in that spot. Kepler strikeout, Realmuto strikeout, Bryson Stott worked the walk, and then Brandon Marsh struck out. And I come away from it more discouraged about the offense. I know this starting pitching is great, but we have seen great starting pitching staffs for the Phillies not be able to carry offenses that were lackluster before. We saw it in 2011 where that pitching staff was incredible, but why'd they lose? In Game 5 against the Cardinals, the offense couldn't score a run. We look at last year. The starting pitching in that Mets series was really good. Wheeler in Game 1 was outstanding. 7 innings. Didn't allow a run. Phillies lose that game because the bullpen couldn't hold the lead and the offense couldn't tack on. I'm more worried about the lineup, Hugh. You're more encouraged by the pitching, though, correct?
I'm encouraged by the pitching because this is something that we haven't seen before. You know, when you talk about this pitching staff, and if I'm not mistaken, Kyle, I'm off the top of my head, they've gone longer as a staff, the starting staff, than most other teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I think they have the most innings,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and that's something to be proud of. And then you see what Zach did the other night, giving me the big FU. So it's one of those things where if they can figure out, if they can get back to what this offense was probably at the beginning of the season, a little bit in the middle, where they were moving runners and stuff, I think they'll be okay. Because the one thing that we've seen more often in the playoffs than anything is the fact that when they see really good pitching, they go cold. They go super cold. So if they can figure out a way to just manufacture runs, move guys and stuff like that, I think they'll be fine.
And that's the biggest thing, man. Like, when you look at this thing, and this is, I guess, a different conversation, but it ties into this year. I'm still not over last season. Like, I'm still not over
PTSD.
That Mets series. It just, every time I see what we saw this weekend, every time I see something like the Astros series, where the Astros series is the perfect example of why the lineup outweighs the starting pitching for me. Because that series, Ranger was awesome, Wheeler was awesome, Sanchez was awesome, and you got swept because you couldn't score. And you combine that with what happened last year, you combine that with what happened at the end of 2023 against the Diamondbacks. The offense going cold, the offense not being able to come through, it just scares me more than the starting pitching excites me.
Can I offer you a little bit of perspective?
Oh, my God! More perspective.
Well, because we're doing a lot of comparisons to 2011, and I think totally fair to compare the pitching staff to the 2011 pitching staff. But if I'm looking at the offenses, because your point there was that you don't think that the pitching staff is good enough to uplift a lackluster offense. And, you know, we'll see. Like, I understand that they're going to be hot and cold. But, as I mentioned earlier, top 10 offense in the majors this season, if you look around the rest of the league.
And Mickey Mouse top
squarely 10. Above league average. 2011, I'm just pulling up OPS, batting average, stuff like that. Below league average in almost all those categories that year. this offense is still better than that one that year. I think it kind of evens itself out a little bit. I'm not feeling 2011 vibes with the crap offense and the really good pitching staff. I think it's a little bit more balanced, just a little bit.
And now I'm not saying his career is going to go down the same path as this guy's career did, but any 2025 Bryce Harper giving you some 2011 Ryan Howard vibes a little bit.
Ooh.
As far as being the guy who was the main point in the lineup, the guy who was going to be your main kind of run producer, kind of falling off a little bit. Like, again, I think long term, hopefully Bryce can bounce back better than Ryan Howard did, but that's a big piece of your lineup, no pun intended, that the Phillies couldn't rely on as much that year.
That was a good pun.
That they can't rely upon this year. So that any reminiscent vibes to you, Kyle, of that?
I think it's a pretty good comparison. And so that's the one thing that I think it gives me the biggest pause when it comes to the offense, is that I think they need a better version of Bryce Harper than this, at least, to go deep into the playoffs and accomplish what we want them to. I will say, I think we will see a better version of Bryce Harper than the one that we have right now. But for a little bit more perspective, TK, these numbers that I'm telling you that are above league average and top 10, it's without Bryce for a good chunk.
I don't like perspective, Kyle. I just don't like perspective, Kyle.
I'm refreshed.
Oh, my God.
Had a vacation.
How many times have you said the word perspective?
A lot, man.
Yeah,
a lot. Yeah.
A lot.
I had
of
a
times.
Lot of beers on vacation, too. Yeah. So what
was your beer choice on the weekend?
Dude, I mean, just whatever they got local, man. I was, wow. Yeah, dude. Oh, I was,
your IPA got all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah.
We were talking during the break earlier. I can't do the IPAs anymore with the same kind of frequency that I did before. They're just too heavy. Too heavy on you.
So what is your drink of choice?
I don't know where I was going with that.
You've softened a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, beer's a lot. It's filling.
It is, man. It'll bloat you.
Yeah, beer's filling. I'm more of a liquor guy.
Oh, yeah.
I can do the
like dark liquor.
Yeah.
or
okay.
It's just funny. But I mean, you know, bourbon. I should just say bourbon. Bourbon. Yeah. But the stateside is great. I like the vodka.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I love those. Those statesides are awesome. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In a few minutes, we will get to the all-star selections and who made it from the Phillies, who did not make it from the Phillies, and whether Kyle Schwarber will be performing in the Home Run Derby next Monday night. We'll get to that in a few minutes. First, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to our buddy Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Jerry. What's going on,
what's up,
man?
Fellas?
What's going on,
how
man?
You
how you doing? All right, you.
What's up, Jerry? Where are you at today, man?
Well, I'm down here looking for some owl lizards and some gators in the skunk cape. So I'm down here. I'm down here.
It's early, Jerry. Too early for that talk.
No, I'm just here. That's why I had to abbreviate a little bit.
Right.
You might know what I'm talking about.
You say, wait a minute.
Warm down here, but you know.
I had
we'll talk about it during
the
break.
I can't share it.
Yeah.
You said he's looking. Remember the skunk ape? Where you and Jerry are Bigfoot guys.
Yeah. Oh, got you.
The skunk ape is, I think,
that's the word. Yeah, okay, I didn't know that. You know what I was thinking about?
The skunk ape, yeah. That's
I was thinking about, they were called the lounge lizards. At the truck. I was thinking about the truck
stop. That's what I was saying. We'll talk about during the break. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
That's after hours, Hugh. That's after hours.
I'm looking at a three skunk.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. TK, I agree with what my brother said. I don't think we're going to see anything different. I don't even know if Dombrowski's going to make a move. And if he does, I don't know who he's going to get. There's not much out there unless he gives up a bunch. And I don't think they want to give up anything.
Well, that'd be a problem, Jerry. I mean, they
I know.
They got to get – the Phillies need to understand at this deadline – that you're going to need to give some guys up. And, yeah, it's going to suck. It'll hurt to give up some of your top prospects. But you can't waste this kind of pitching. Like, you can't waste this kind of pitching staff. You need to go for it now.
I know. I mean, because the way they've been, you know, Zach Wheeler yesterday, and of all people to have to hit the stupid home run yesterday was our unfortunate dude from last year, Hayes. I mean, that was just hurtful because I was – I was like, man, he's going to pace, maybe throw a perfect game or a no-hitter or something. He was right on. He was on. And then he's still gassing at 98, 99 in the ninth inning.
It was their only base runner, Jerry. Their only base runner was Hayes on that home run. Aside from that, it was a perfect game.
You know, and as much as I hate to say it, I am sick and tired of when they have men in scoring position and you got a guy like Castellanos coming up there, swings at three pitchers, can't hit none of them. A lot of his numbers are hollow, in my opinion. Stott was the only one that saved us. He's just having a rough year. I really like him, man. If he could get to be a 250 to 280 hitter, man, he's going to help the team a lot. But he's just not hitting this year. And Bryce is he's just getting old. I think as Rhea was saying, you know, when you swing the violence that he swings for the last 14, 20 years of his life,
that's a long
time.
You know,
things start to creep in on you that you don't expect to, you know, but I hope he comes out of it. Maybe he's getting some cortisone shots in his wrist or something to keep the pain down so he can just go up there and start
I don't think he with the cortisone. Cortisone nowadays, cortisone break down the muscle tissues.
I don't think
they use that anymore.
I don't know if that would work like long term with them, Jerry. But Jerry, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. You be safe out there.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later, man.
Have a good one, man.
All right, take it easy, Jerry.
All right, fellas.
Thanks. Yep. Appreciate the call. It always makes me nervous when he does that, like on the road. Doesn't seem like it's too safe. It could spook other drivers out there. You know?
Blowing a horn?
This big truck starts honking his horn out of nowhere.
Look, it hurts my ears back here with my headset on. Like,
yeah.
Imagine being right next to it and all of a sudden a massive 18-wheeler's blasting the horn. Like,
yeah, that could be a little unnerving.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody's safe, that's all. Yes. But thank you to Jerry for the call. But we do need to talk about the All-Star selections a little bit because that came out last night. Obviously, Phillies didn't have anybody voted in by the fans as starters. But two players were selected. Zach Wheeler, obviously, we all knew who he was going to go. But Kyle Schwarber gets selected as the other Philly. Now, the three that do not make it that I think everybody kind of expected to, or at least one was Trey Turner. Trey Turner doesn't make it. Neither does Christopher Sanchez. Neither does Ranger Suarez. Of those two, which one do you think is the biggest snub?
I would probably say Sanchez.
Okay.
When I you said of the two, right? The two pitchers.
Well, I would I said of the three.
Who's the third?
Trey.
Okay, Trey. Because I was thinking I was thinking that Trey went last year, should have been able to go this year. So yeah, him. If it was just been the two, it would have probably been Christopher Sanchez.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, I've been very critical of Trey Turner. I'm not the biggest Trey Turner fan since he's been here. That being said, I mean, this is absolutely a snub of Trey Turner. I mean, he leads the National League in hits. He has better numbers than a lot of the infielders who got selected did. I think Trey Turner absolutely got snubbed. And then, I mean, Sanchez or Ranger. I know it's hard generally.
I think Ranger got started a little bit too late.
I agree with you. Yeah. I think that's what hurt him more than anything is missing that month. And in general, it's just hard to get three guys from the same rotation in the All-Star game. But either him or Sanchez, one of those guys deserved to go.
You know what's funny about Trey? Because I think that a lot of people felt that he went last year. Who was hurt last year? Betts. Mookie was hurt last year. And that was the reason people felt that he went because Mook was hurt. But this year, it was weird because he was more deserving this year. So, yeah, that one was kind of weird.
Yeah, that one was tough and I think pretty frustrating. What do you think, Kyle? Of those three, which one do you think got snubbed the worst?
So just based off of the numbers alone, Trey's had a better season than Lindor, who made it. I know Topper said this the other day. I kind of agree. Like, you could, maybe besides Lizardo, you could have definitely sent Ranger, Sanchez, and Wheeler to the All-Star game, but they need representation from other guys. So, I don't know. I guess I would say the biggest snub of all of those guys, it's probably the Turner one, even though, you know, we feel how we feel about him as a defensive player, and I don't want to hear any of the crap about the errors and stuff because they don't even score errors anymore. But, I mean, just offensively, Trey's probably had his best season as a Philly. So, I would say Trey's probably the biggest snub.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know,
nothing like egregious, though.
I don't know. I think it's pretty egregious, man. I mean, he leads the National League in hits.
Wow.
He's had a great season. And now I'm in the weird spot of defending Trey Turner, who I rip constantly.
Well, I'm not attacking him. I'm just like,
perspective, Kyle.
No. Perspective is that it's not that crazy. Of like, I don't think he's blowing away everybody else.
I don't know how you lead the league in hits and you don't make the All-Star.
Because you're a bad defender.
I can't argue that. I mean, I can't argue with that. I don't know. I think Trey not making it is pretty egregious. And also one of the starters, and this is one thing I need to mention real quick. This is ridiculous that Rob Manfred gets to have a Legends pick for each of the leagues. Like, why do we need a so he picks Clayton Kershaw with his Legends selection. Clayton Kershaw shouldn't be an All-Star this season. Like, that takes a spot away from Christopher Sanchez or Ranger Suarez. What are we doing with, you earn your way to the All-Star game. When did this Legends thing start?
Yeah, maybe that one's probably, if I had to pick the most egregious one, a Philly starter should be in over Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
I don't need to see Clayton Kershaw in the All-Star game right now.
Clayton Kershaw's a choker anyway. Oh, most overrated pitcher in the history of baseball.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I mean,
came in hot.
Chokes in the playoffs today, huh? Every year. Terrible.
But I'm not about
that. I'm sorry. I'm just
go for it. I'm letting you cook.
These are the legends. These
you doesn't like to go there with
well,
you.
Well, I think it's funny. But I don't like, you know.
He'll instigate.
He won't.
He's a rabble rabble.
Like when you were talking about Bryce Huff.
My two problems with the All-Star game, though, the Legends pick and this nonsense about every team needing a representative too. I mean
that is kind of fun though.
Ah, you should have to earn your way in. Come on.
I don't need to see a Rocky in the All-Star game just because he represents the Rockies.
Kyle Stowers of the Marlins in the All-Star game?
They're all inclusive, though. Major League Baseball is all inclusive.
Making it sound like a resort.
No, I'm just saying it is all inclusive. Well, it is kind of like a resort.
Yeah. Earn your way in. That's all I'm saying. And also with Kyle Schwarber, Schwarber last night was asked about whether he'd participate in the All-Star or the Home Run Derby since he's going to be in the All-Star game. Says he will not participate in the Home Run Derby.
No.
Are you guys disappointed in that? That disappoints me because with some guys you look at and you think, oh, it might hurt their swing. Kyle Schwarber would have been fine. I would have loved to see him out there in the Derby next week.
I think he's looking at it like it's bigger fish to fry. And you know what we saw what happened to Alec Bohm after he went to the All-Star game and had a girlfriend. It was kind of, I think it was a combination of both things, to be totally honest. And his swing was just kind of terrible.
But Bohm wasn't a home run hitter, though.
Like, no, Kyle doesn't want to take that chance. I respect
him. I don't.
What?
See, that bothers me.
What's that?
No, I don't
know.
Because I am disappointed that Kyle Schwarber's not going to be in the Home Run Derby. And, like, it's nothing to do with, really, it has everything to do with the fact that I just want to see. Like, the home run, I don't care about the All-Star game, really, seeing my players playing the All-Star game, whatever. They're going to get a few innings doing whatever they do. But the All-Star game's fun, and I like seeing Phillies represented in the Home Run Derby. And I don't believe the whole nonsense about it ruins your swing or it makes you go into a slump afterwards. I think what happens is, and people miss this, you get selected based off of how good you are in the first half of the season. A lot of times these guys are like really, really good in the first half of the season. And what happens in baseball over two halves of a season is that you start to regress back to the mean a little bit. So he's probably, like, the reality of it is whether he plays in the Home Run Derby or not, he's probably going to, like, regress back to the mean a little bit in the second half anyway with the amount of home runs he hits. I don't buy the whole, like, it ruins your swing or like, the whole Home Run Derby curse. Like, I think that stuff's crap. So if you're going to tell me that you're glad that he's not in the Home Run Derby because it's going to ruin his second half of the season, shut up.
Well, I think that can be there for guys who aren't home run hitters. Like a guy like Alec Bohm, I get it a little more. But Schwarber, this is what he does.
Yeah.
Like, this is all he does is hit.
Well, like, that's kind of like my point. With Alec Bohm, he's like, we see how few home runs he hits right now. He's not a home run hitter. He was in the Derby because he had a few extra home runs that he normally would have in the first half of the season. He was bound to not hit as many in the second half. I don't think it had anything to do with being in the Home Run Derby. I think he just wasn't that good of a home run hitter to begin with, and he had a good half
and got
selected.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So Kyle Schwarber, want to know, are you upset that he will not participate in the Home Run Derby next Monday night? I am. I think it would have been fun. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Thank you, TK. Before I get to the Cowboys and Phillies, I'm sorry, TK, for getting you in the middle of that loser, narcissist, podcaster Aaron from San Diego. I'm sorry. It's Kyle's fault. Kyle seems to love it when your listeners turn the radio off when Aaron comes on. So I'm sorry about
Nobody does that with you.
Man, this is an impossible feud for me to side with anybody on, honestly. I don't like either
Kyle,
of you guys, Jim.
Let's not forget, Kyle, I'm a top five caller for a reason, okay? People want to listen to what
who?
I have to say. To Jack Fritz said I'm a top five caller. So people want to hear what I have to say. Right, Hugh?
I don't know what he knows.
Right, Hugh?
Why are you pulling me into this, dog? I mean,
you know what I mean? Knows you're easily
right
bought.
Why are you pulling me into this, dog? I'm just sitting here chilling.
I need your help, you. You know something? You know what the Cowboys need? They need Dom. You know, and
big
I Dom.
They need
Dom.
A big Dom. They can't have him.
I need big Dom down there because this Turpin, you know, I can't have another. My season started off really good, and now it's took a turn. And I've gotten to know Dom over the years, and it's like, we need Dom in Dallas.
You know, why does anybody care about Kevontae Turpin right
Because
now?
He's an up-and-coming star.
No, he's not.
Why? Because you say that? You know, go back. Go take
no,
a
because I have a brain.
Like
what are you talking about?
What happened with Kevontae Turpin, by the way?
What happened?
He got arrested for pot charges, I think.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Pot?
Yeah. He had a weapon, and he had
the weapon.
Oh, the weapon.
Yeah, that's
the weapon.
Probably bigger deal than the pot.
Weapon's
yeah.
Burying the lead there.
Yeah, the weapon. Yeah,
so I just need that. But why would anyone want to go to the Philadelphia Phillies? Why would a starter want to go to the Phillies? Okay, all you're going to do is bring him in. He's not going to start. He's going to be a utility player. And you're hoping that this guy you bring in is going to knock in all the runs that you can't get. You know, with runners in scoring position. And then if he doesn't do that, your multimillionaires can't do that. I mean, this is what you do. And then you'll trash the poor guy, and then he'll leave, and then, you know, be the only guy who hits a home run against Zach Wheeler.
Jim, I have no clue what you're talking about. What, you're defending Austin Hayes? The guy stunk here last year, Jim.
Do you not listen to what I just said? I say, why would any starter want to come to Philadelphia and play? They're not going to start, for one thing. You know, and then you're hoping that the guy is going to hit, you know, drive in the runs that nobody else can do. Why would anyone want to do that?
Well, Jim, your call in is to defend Max Kepler and Austin Hayes.
You know, people kind do like Max Kepler. What I hear from fans is they like these guys, but all you guys do is trash them because they're not driving in the runs that the multimillionaires are doing. So what do? You don't trash anybody else, but you don't trash Trey Turner, Schwartz, nobody else. But you trash the guy that comes in that you're hoping can make the team, you know, get more runs scored. That's
Jim,
you
don't, you haven't heard people criticize Trey Turner over his career here? Are you crazy?
Right, because he stinks at shortstop, and he shouldn't be in the All-Star game. He shouldn't be there, and the Phillies should. Nobody should be in the home run hitting contest because after they do that, they stink. After that, they can't hit anything after a home. So Schwarber should not go and be hitting in the home run derby. So,
all right,
that's why I'm a top five caller.
No, Jim,
people want to hear what I have to say.
Jim, this is a brutal call. Appreciate the call, but a brutal call. I don't know who to side with, Hugh, Jim or Aaron in San Diego. They're both incredibly annoying.
Jim, Cowboy Jim gets good bourbon, though, man.
You're a Cowboy Jim.
Well, I mean,
Jim
he got good bourbon. I mean, you know,
he does. Yeah. What is he like?
Well, you see, he gave me a bottle of bourbon.
He's
been bought off.
Remember this young lady?
You
Jasmine and Honeysuckle with the nice little leather pants on. I'm just saying. Aaron ain't did nothing like that. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm neutral in this.
You can be bought off very easily.
Neutral. No, I'm just saying. He didn't buy my loyalty. He just bought my silence. It's the difference.
Okay. That's fair enough.
It's essentially the same thing.
It's not.
Yeah. If you
it's
break
like,
it down.
No, it's not.
You got to rip the guy.
I mean,
he's
I did.
Cowboy Jim.
Bad Jim.
Bad Jim. He's talking to him like he's dog. Bad Jim. Bad.
Bad Jim.
215.
Bad host. Bad host.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You can get in on all this stuff with the Phillies on the phones coming up. Are you more encouraged by what you're seeing with the pitching or discouraged by the Phillies' offensive struggles, the home run derby, and the All-Star game stuff? Who got snubbed from the Phillies? Also, We'll get to the latest on Aaron Nola, what the plan is with him during the All-Star break. Ranger Suarez and Andrew Painter, when could we see him up with the big club? All that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, everybody. Hatfield just dropped something really special. It's marinated carnitas, and they're boneless. You know what I did with mine? I put it in a crock pot, TK.
Nice.
And I let it like do the crock pot thing, and I made like quesadillas, like a little quesadilla, little tacos and quesadillas.
Sounds good.
This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is next level. This new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork, people. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield. Better care, better pork.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This is the Midday Show. You want to get in 215-592-9494. How you doing the show?
You don't have to
talking
pretend
about the Phils
like,
today.
The YouTube audience can see.
No, Hugh's not here
Hugh
right
does.
Now. I'm telling you, man. Hugh was on one today. He's in a great mood today. Like, he feels especially chipper. He's in a good, pleasant mood.
You'd be surprised how many times he just leaves the studio.
Yeah, I feel like I'm bringing your guys' mood down. You're in vacation mode. Hugh's in a great mood today. I'm the cranky one.
Hugh just took a vacation.
I had a pop up. No, I was in the hallway talking to everybody.
Yeah, he's just kind of
left with like a minute left of the bracket.
It's all good, man. It's all good. You know,
and I turn
it's
around,
Hugh's
I'm
world.
Like,
We're just living it.
I was like, the light's red. I gotta go back to work.
Well, the best is when like you'll be doing a show with Jody, and Jody will go out for one of his smoke breaks, and you know he'll just be lost.
Yeah,
I think that happened on the morning show. A
it
week
did,
or two ago.
And then I think they called his phone.
Yeah,
and he left it in the studio.
Jody's an OG.
Every producer has been there with Jody. Like, as you know, I used to produce in studio. Kyle did for a number of people.
So
as
what
well.
Happened? So since we're here now, y'all putting business out there. What'd he do?
No, Jody he always would run down for his, you know, 5 minute smoke breaks, and it was always a race against the clock. Would he be back on time? And he always was. I mean, Jody has it timed out to a science. But
so wait a minute.
If you're the producer,
let me get this.
You're always worried about it.
Since we're here,
it's in the back of your head at least.
Yeah.
So during the break, Jody would go down there and what you call that?
Rip a heater.
Rip a heater.
A lawn dart.
Rip a heater. Now,
just like Zach Wheeler.
See now I had this visual.
You love that. Term,
and I just no because it's like. Back in the day when I was younger, you know, Newports used to, you know, we used to be drinking like the, MD 2020.
Ugh.
Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Gross.
Just Mad Dog.
I used to do the Hurricane 40s
and
in college.
And then rip a Newport. I can just imagine, you know how much smoke you got to suck in? Like you down there on the clock.
So disgusting, man.
You know what I'm saying? I can just see, I got 2 minutes to rip this heater. Let me see.
That's how Wheeler felt between innings last night.
I'm just saying that the way that cigarette just goes down fat, that has to be crazy. Like that, man, that's crazy.
That's how Zach Wheeler
felt
with this offense.
That's the OG move right there, though. Shout out to Jody Mack.
You know, the offense isn't hitting. Wheeler's down ripping his heater in the clubhouse between innings.
And drinking old natty.
Yeah, he's got to get down that quick. 215-592-9494. Are you more encouraged by the Phillies starting pitching or discouraged by the lineup and the lack of production? One of the things we're talking about today. Get back to the phones in 1 second here, but did want to mention a couple updates on the starting pitching staff. Aaron Nola obviously remains out. He went to Clearwater last night. Now, I was down there doing the show yesterday morning with Al. We could see Nola was out in the bullpen throwing his bullpen session. Couldn't tell too much how it went, but apparently it went pretty well for him. He went down to Clearwater.
You couldn't tell?
No, I couldn't tell.
What use are you?
We were way we're in our booth behind home plate. I'm about 500 feet away. But from what I could tell, his mechanics looked fine. But Nola down in Clearwater will be there through the break. Then we'll rejoin the team, and they'll see if he is ready to do rehab starts then. Hopefully that'll be the case. Ranger Suarez, though, this raised some eyebrows. When he came out Saturday through five innings, was only at 80 pitches, but came out of the game at that point. Here was Topper on why Ranger came out then.
So in June, he had six starts, five of them 7 innings, one of them 6 innings, all of them 94 pitches or more. So we went into today just trying to pull back a little bit. So he had an 85-pitch limit today.
Now, I'm okay with that, Hugh. I think if whatever you need to do to keep him healthy, whatever you need to do to keep Ranger pitching throughout the course of the season, because last year the workload early obviously caught up with him, was right around this point where he started to fall apart. Where are you on that? I'm okay with limiting his innings, even if it needs to be the case moving forward.
Yeah, if you want to keep him for the long haul, you know, and like earlier, you know, he had issues with Tidy back last year, you know,
here we go.
No, I was gonna keep it clean when he had some life changes, some major life changes. So, yeah, you wanna try to keep Ranger as healthy as you possibly can. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So, and that's what you want to do is make sure he stays healthy. Yeah, it was the family coming over.
I didn't say that.
All right.
I left it alone.
Just trying to recall.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You think we forget what you say, Hugh? We remember everything you say.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't say it today.
Okay, that's true.
But I was thinking it.
Heavily implied.
I won't put words in your mouth. So Ranger dialed back to 80 pitches. And then, you know what this leaves us with, guys? This leaves us with tonight we have Christopher Sanchez pitching. But tomorrow night, what says 945 West Coast Baseball better than number 99, Taiwan Walker?
Taiwan, coming
back. On the
mound. He back on.
Toeing the rubber tomorrow night. And I'll just say this, man.
Kyle, that's the one. That's the one right there.
Yeah, you and your Taiwan.
this is ridiculous.
We got to get Hugh a Taiwan jersey.
No. No. All I remember is the day that he was on the mound. We were at the ballpark that day, this year.
Uh-huh.
And, man, people were feeling some kind of way about it.
You fed the people nonsense.
Yeah, but he went out there and he did his thing.
So Hugh's a Taiwan guy, but he's not a Zach Wheeler guy. Insane.
No, I'm a Zach Wheeler guy in a Taiwan. I'm a Zach Wheeler guy.
I don't think so.
He's just number 9 on my list. That's
number
it.
9.
No disrespect.
Yeah, it doesn't seem
no
like
disrespect.
He had his fingers crossed behind his back when he said that.
No, I believe that wholeheartedly. And he came out and he had a couple other outings where he was pretty good. And then we relegated him to the bullpen because Ranger wants to get paid. He wasn't happy, but he did it. He was a team player. Now he's back in the lineup.
Yeah,
don't know what we're going to get, though.
Yeah, he should pitch where they tell him to pitch. I mean, he's making $18 million.
That's easier said than done.
A year to not be very good. But this is the problem that I have at this point. Because they send down Mick Abel. Where's Andrew Painter? Can we just bring him up? I know his numbers in AAA haven't been great. I don't care. Like
Why are you rushing the kid?
You're wasting his innings down in AAA. If he's throwing either way, just bring him up. It can't be any worse than Taiwan. Like, Painter needs to get work. We're going to need to rely on him at some point.
He got rocked in the bullpen a little bit, huh?
Taiwan? Well, yeah.
He stinks. I mean, and
I have trouble finding a place.
Say that with all due respect. He stinks.
He does.
Just bring up Andrew Painter.
God, what was that? Yeah.
Well, grumble.
That's how I voice my displeasure without swearing. Sometimes.
Well, we'll worry about that tomorrow night.
Would you guys bring up Painter? To make the start instead of Taiwan.
The way this pitching staff is pitching right now, probably not right now. I mean, this doesn't feel like earlier in the season when, you know, when Nola initially got hurt and we were discussing it, don't feel like that. Not yet.
I'm okay with them sitting him through the break because that was the plan. They'll shut him down through the break, and then he'll come back and hopefully pitch well the rest of the season. But I just look at it like this. Like, okay, you have a certain amount of innings that Andrew Painter has available this year. What's the point of wasting him in AAA when he could be up here? And if he doesn't, like, the thing that I don't get either is this idea that, if a guy comes up and doesn't pitch well, he'll be ruined forever. Like, that's not going to be the case. If Painter comes up and he doesn't pitch well, okay, you send him back down, it'll be fine. Nothing's going to happen to ruin his career.
But, like, I feel like it's sort of to what Hugh's saying. It's not urgent that we need to fix. Like, the fifth starting spot, okay, whatever. I mean, Taiwan, he's not going to make or break the season by throwing him out there a couple more times. Like, just let Painter get ready to go.
Well, I can't wait to check in with you on Wednesday after Taiwan goes two innings.
See,
gives
that's
up
what I'm
seven
saying.
Runs.
I think he's going to give you more than that.
Well, you know how he was talking about pushing gummy night back?
Yeah.
Maybe Tuesday night is a fine night to do the gummies.
Gummy night on Tuesday night? Yeah. Gummy night in Taiwan.
I don't know. I don't want to force the whole Andrew Painter thing. Like, the starting staff is good enough to where it's not like, wow, we desperately need to call this guy up. Like, let him go get his innings in AAA. He hasn't pitched in 2 years. Like, I'm not worried about his future. But I want him to at least be ready so that he can fill some kind of role for this team late in the season.
But how's he going to be ready if he's not pitching in the major leagues?
Well, I mean, he's not ready to come up to the major leagues in general yet. Like, I think that's pretty clear.
That's
he's not
true.
Pitching well in the minors. He's going to get rocked here.
He pitched five innings the other night. He gave up four
Kyle's
runs.
Kyle's slowly coming back.
All of them were in one inning. He's fine. He's ready to go.
Well, hold on. I don't know if he's just fine. Like, if he was fine, I don't know. Like, it feels like the Phillies want him to force the issue and force his way up by his own merit. So, like, if you were doing that, maybe he'd be up by now. Maybe they would say, with this whole Abel thing, Painter's ready to come up. They clearly don't feel that way. And I think there's a reason for it.
Well, they could be wrong. I mean, they also don't think Justin Crawford's ready to come up.
Well, I think they're right about that.
I don't think they're right about
okay.
that.
You know what, dude?
He's on his way back. But he got one more segment.
But I look at the guy who started for the Reds yesterday, Chase Burns. This guy's number two prospect in all baseball. They've kind of sped him up to the major leagues this year. He started in single A in April. Now he's up in the majors, and it's been a little up and down. But watching that kid yesterday, he's got elite stuff. And if you have elite stuff, I don't know. I think he can pitch at this level. But if you want to get in on that, do you think
Taiwan has elite stuff?
No, I don't. Would you rather see start in the fifth spot for the Phillies moving forward, Andrew Painter or Taiwan Walker? Man, the two Taiwan guys here.
No.
Unbelievable.
No.
You're a Taiwansman.
I'm just not
a Taiwansman.
Pro Rush Painter right now. That's all. Right. All right. Anti-Taiwan. Can I be anti-both?
You're anti-Painter?
No, I'm anti-bringing him up today.
Yeah. Let's have some fun here.
I'm not desperate. We're talking about how good the starting pitching is. I'm not desperate to bring up Andrew Painter right now.
Would you be looking forward to tomorrow night if Andrew Painter was toeing the rubber?
Well, I would definitely be tuning in. That's for sure.
Will you be tuning in
tomorrow
night?
That doesn't mean I'm throwing a parade over it.
Well, I would. I'd throw a parade.
But then how are you reacting, DK, if Painter comes up and gets shelled?
Throw him back out there again. We'll see what happens. They just threw Mick Abel out there seven starts in a row to get shelled.
Mick Abel stinks.
He does stink.
We thought he was going to make it to the All-Star break. They said, no. We're not about to do that again.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Susan in Maryland. What's up, Susan?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes, we can.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm a long-time listener. I love your show. First-time caller, though. Driving back from Philly to Annapolis, so that's where I live.
Thanks for calling, Susan.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's great to hear you guys. You guys make me laugh on my drives home. You really do. But I want to weigh in a little bit on the Phillies, and I think it's kind of a toss-up between concern about being excited about the starting pitching and concern about the offense. I'm kind of neutral on that because I've been to a few of the games where the starting pitching has been so great. Like last Monday night I was there for the Zach when he went eight innings, I think. But, so that's how I feel about that topic. I'm excited for watching the All-Star game. I kind of think that Trey did get snubbed, in my opinion. And the Legends pitching thing, I don't agree with.
yeah. This is the thing, Susan. I mean, Trey, I just look at him, and, I mean, to have the most hits in the National League, that's a pretty seismic accomplishment to not make the All-Star game. And, yeah, I mean, it stinks just when one of those Legends picks take away from a guy who's really earned it, like a Sanchez or a Ranger.
Right. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, I don't think he's had a great season. He did have his 3,000th strikeout the other day, which obviously everyone was excited about. But I forget who said it, but he is a choker in the playoffs.
Yep, huge choker.
How many times has he choked? I mean,
massive choker.
And I mean, Dodgers, aren't they the number one team right now?
Yep.
So if they get to the playoffs and then he chokes, so he's not a legend then.
Hey, I love the take, Susan. Thanks for the call.
That's awesome.
Thanks for checking
in. Solid logic.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's true. If you're a choker in the playoffs, you're not a legend. He's not a legend anyway.
I mean,
he only has 3,000 strikeouts. How many of those are regular season strikeouts? I mean,
Mickey going, Mouse, 3,000.
Probably most of them, yeah.
You're going to the Hall of Fame, though, right? Is that a... Is,
yeah, no, I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, well, I'm not. The okay. only year that he actually pitched well...
No, you know, TK been on a heater today.
The only year he actually pitched well in the postseason was the COVID year when it was in the bubble anyway.
That's a Mickey Mouse run.
That's a Mickey Mouse title. You got to at least
admit that. Oh, my goodness.
That.
I don't believe y'all. They won in the bubble.
We all saw it. Who cares? No.
You think that's a real title? They played 60 games.
LeBron number one in the bubble?
Another total Mickey Mouse title.
I mean, I hear you. I feel like I'm not going to win this argument, but, ring is a ring.
But I'm surprised you even tried.
I think we can all agree baseball is the most Mickey Mouse of the bubble titles, right? Of the COVID titles.
It all depends on who you talk to.
The most legitimate has got to be the Bucks. Like, that was a real actual
season.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. The NFL one's the most legitimate. Yeah, the baseball one's probably the most Mickey Mouse. I mean, I will say, like, at least the Dodgers have gone back to the playoffs every other year and won the World Series again.
Yeah.
Like, I think the LeBron one in the bubble might be the most Mickey Mouse.
LeBron says it's the most impressive championship ever.
I'm sure, he does believe that.
Lemon Pepper Lou went to the strip club to get some wang.
He got kicked out.
Who was the guy? It was like T.J. Warren dropping 50 in the bubble and stuff. Like, whole
Ben
thing was
Simmons.
A joke. Yeah,
the first game the Sixers played, they played against the Pacers, and T.J. Warren dropped like 50 on him. Yeah,
very real. Yeah, very real, that whole thing.
Man, that seems like ages ago. Al Horford was on the Sixers in the world. Think about that.
Bubble title.
Let's go to John in Lancaster. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Just trying to make my case for trading Suarez. I started by saying I really like him, but I think at this point, you know, we see guy can't pitch long into the season. They're limiting him to 85 pitches in a regular season game. Guy's a heck of a pitcher, but if you're going to sell high on a guy, and our pitching's great, we know that. But going forward, you bring up Painter. Eventually, you got to bring these guys up anyway. Phillies never do it. Bring him up, let him prove himself. All indications are this guy has major league stuff. Trade Suarez, get the bat we need, because we go into the playoffs, it's going to be the same thing as last year, where we can't drive guys in. If you're going to ask me who that guy is, I don't know. Not sure. That's not my job. I don't get paid enough for that. But I think now's the time to trade Suarez and get something for him.
Well, John, I understand that the Phillies need a bat, but you can't trade like one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. Like, well, you're just taking away from your greatest strength.
I think if you can do one for one, if you can bring up Painter and think that this guy is a legitimate guy, you don't lose much. But if the ultimate goal is to win a championship, which I hope it is for the Phillies, not just to sell tickets, you got to go get that bat, because these guys, they get all tied up in the playoffs. They looked awful. That Mets series last year was one of the worst performances I've ever seen. And just before you let me go, Q, I went to that game early in the season where Taiwan Walker was pitching. I called in to complain.
Yes.
And for the record, you were exactly right. So I need you to say pretty much the same thing before every Taiwan Walker starts.
Don't encourage him.
I want you to call him back. You nailed it. So
I get lucky every now and then. Yeah. I appreciate you. Appreciate you listening. I really do.
Anyway, but I like Ranger. I just think that if we're going to be a smart organization, I think looking back a couple years, we'll say guy was a heck of a pitcher, great teammate. Physically, he just fell apart. That's my guess. I could be wrong. But I think now's the time to trade while he's got such tremendous value.
Well, I hear you, John. I appreciate your call. I completely disagree. Like, I would not be looking to trade Ranger Suarez. And even if you're going to let him walk at the end of the year, you need him this year. Like, it's kind of a similar thing to, you know, Jim Bowden, former GM in Major League Baseball, had brought up last week that he still thinks it could be a possibility for the Phillies to trade Nick Castellanos. Well, even if you want to trade Nick Castellanos, you can't afford to trade him. Like, you need that bat in your order, just like you need Ranger in the rotation. You can't trade him.
Yeah, and Painter isn't here for a reason. You know, and I know that he had a run early on where people were talking about him potentially coming up and everything, but they've slow played this for a reason. And part of that reason is obviously because of the pitching that we have. And then after that, he kind of hasn't forced his way up here yet. I think that's what they're really waiting for. They're trying to make it so that if he's here, he's really forced his way into this lineup. And that hasn't been the case yet.
No, it hasn't. And I think another thing with the Ranger trade component that people keep bringing up that doesn't make sense to me is just think about it practically. Like, if you're trading Ranger Suarez, the only teams that would want a guy like that are teams that are buying and trying to make a run. So you're not only going to get him for 2 months because he's going to the open market. Scott Boras is his agent. He's going to sign with whoever is going to give him the highest contract. So It's not like you're getting an inside track on him by trading for him now. And any team that's a contender that's trying to bring in Ranger Suarez, they're not going to be trading a legit outfield bat or a legit bullpen piece in return. So it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think the risk isn't worth the reward there. Like, I'm with you in that the starting pitching, for me, is the reason why I think that the Phillies can win the World Series this season. You trade Ranger Suarez, you do significant damage to that starting rotation, and you don't know you don't know what you're getting back. I mean, it could be a marginal upgrade. It could be a huge upgrade, but I think the odds of that are low. But then you also run the risk of getting a guy like Austin Hayes last year, who's just a total turd, and then you've taken out a big part of your starting rotation. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and also, I mean, you can't be extremely confident in Lizardo now, who you'd have to slot up ahead in the rotation, whether it's Lizardo or Nola. You don't know what Nola's going to look like when he comes back. So, yeah, I just don't think you can take away from your greatest strength. Like, I understand the thought in theory, but I think, like, practically, when we're really looking at this thing here, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to trade a guy like Ranger. I think what you got to do is we can look at it a billion different ways at deadline, but what it's going to come down to is your prospects. Like, that's what teams are going to want. That's what you're going to need to trade.
Yeah, they're going to want the house.
How many of those guys are you willing to trade? And I would say, Hugh, anybody except Painter, they should be willing to move on from.
That sounds like they feel like he's a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent. So, yeah, that's probably the guy that, you don't want to get rid of. But I'm pretty sure that's probably the first person they're going to ask for.
Definitely.
Yeah, especially if you feel as strongly about your World Series chances as we do, then that's exactly who they're going to ask for.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't
do
that. You have guys like Aiden Miller that maybe you could move at the deadline, but yeah, I think trading from the major league roster and opening other holes on your team isn't the right solution. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. When we get back, you can get in on all of this with the Phillies in the final hour with us. More worried about the offense, or are you more encouraged by the starting pitching? Plus, when we come back, state my official position on something going on at the station between two of our co-workers here at WIP happening later this week. So we'll get to that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.